Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. If you would like to call in with your questions or comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. I am going to jump right in, and I'm just going to be up here just for a few minutes. And I always say that and end up going longer, but I promise you I'm only going to be up here for a few minutes tonight because I want to talk about something that I've been facing and struggled with for, you know, the last month or so. I want to talk about pushing fear out of the way because you have purpose. We all have a purpose. We all have a reason that we're here. And when you know what your purpose is and you've been operating and working in your purpose, things come up to distract you, things come up to hinder you, to block you, and a lot of times it starts with our mindset. And I've talked about this a lot of times before. You guys know that I've talked about how you can, you know, you should push forward and push past, you know, past different things and, you know, serve your purpose, because I'm really big on purpose. Well, if you've noticed, for the last couple of weeks in shows, I've been reposting shows that I had previously because they're good shows, but there was another reason behind that. One of the weeks my schedule was really wacky, crazy, and I had to wear one of my other hats and I had to be in church because we had services. But the other weeks, it was because I was at a place where I let fear grip me. With everything that you do, if you have a business, if you're an author, if you have a radio show or a talk show, and this is something that I've taught you guys as well through my different shows, is how you every so often throughout the year you need to stop, reflect, look back and see what worked, what didn't work, how you need to tweak, you know, at different things. And I do that. And when I did that, I realized that I had to move forward more. So in moving forward, sometimes every time you move forward, every time you try to do something new or to revamp something, you're moving out of your comfort zone. It's almost like starting all over again because you're going into a different area, a territory that you're not familiar with. So that's what happened with me. I stepped back, looked at my business, Peace and Mixtures, and I revamped. I said, okay, what do I need to do? So I that was easy for me. I repackaged it, you know, got different packaging. I've brought out new products, still have more new products coming. And so that was good. Then I stepped back and I looked at the show. I said, okay, how can I revamp this? How can I take it a little bit further? Because with anything you do, like I said, if you have your own business or you have or you're an author and you write a great book, the next book you start writing, you want it to be even better than the last one. So you always have to keep pushing forward to do, you know, to accomplish more, to reach more people, to give, you know, because the world changes. And as the world changes and what people need and what people are looking for, you have to change. And even with me being an elder and preaching the word doesn't change. And you may have heard me say this before, the method may have to change because you can reach some people certain ways and certain ways you can't reach those people. To reach our younger generation, some of them don't like the hoop and the holler. They just want to see. You know, you have to put that thing in front of them, let them see your walk, see how you're living. So, you know, the method has to change. The message doesn't change because you can't change the word. The word is what it is, and it's always going to be. But the method of how you present it may have to change. So it's with everything we do. So when I sat back and I reflected on the show, I know it's time for me to take the show to another level. And that other level, I'm not going to talk about it on the air. I'm just going to show you guys. Because I watched a video, I listened to a video, a live today, that just really inspired me to go ahead and move forward out of my comfort zone. See, I can talk to you all night because I love to talk and I love, you know, inspiring and helping people. And I can talk, but when it comes to, you know, being where you all can see me, that's, you know, that's a whole nother thing. And it's not only with the show, it's other things that I know I need to do that, you know, that I need to step forward in, but it's pulling me out of my comfort zone. And I let fear grip me. So the show tonight is just briefly telling you that I push fear out the way because I have a purpose. I have a purpose to inspire. I have a purpose to reach women. I have a purpose to even inspire men in different areas of their life. But I have a purpose, and I know that this purpose for me to inspire people isn't just in my local South Carolina. It's in, you know, it's nationwide. It's international. And in order for me to do that, I've got to move past my comfort zone. So a couple of weeks, I've been posting, you know, reposting shows because I was fearful. I could have got on, I could have done a show, but my mind was going in so many different directions. Okay, I know I need to do this, but you know, and I would say, yeah, I'm going to do it. But then when it came time for me to do it and prepare, I was like, nah, I don't know if I'm ready. So when I listened to this live today, it just inspired me. It inspired me just to go another step further. There's so many things that I have that I need to share because I know that it was God-given, and I know that God is going to, you know, use it to inspire other people and to encourage other people, and I've been sitting on it. And that's what we do when we let fear grip us and stop us from serving our purpose. We sit on what God has given us to help someone else. And God didn't give us the spirit of fear. And that's what I had to remind myself of. God did not give me the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And I said, okay. So I had to take another step back, and I had to say, take a deep breath and say, okay, you know what? You're not going to continue to talk yourself out of this. You can only take this so far on this level. If you want to take it to the next level, and it's time to take it to the next level, you're just going to have to suck it up, put your big girl panties on, and move forward. And that's why I decided to do this show tonight, to be honest with you all, because you know I'm transparent, and I always like to share with you all. I let fear grip me for a minute. The very thing that I talk about, the very thing that I mentor and speak to other people about is the very thing that I let grab hold of me. But I'm human. And I'm not going to hide the fact that I was gripped by fear. Because it can't help anyone else if I just hold it in and let you guys think that, well, I always got it all together. Fear gripped me, and I stepped back and was doing what I was purposed to do, but not to the full capacity that I knew I could do it, meaning I was still providing shows for the listeners. Even if they were shows that I had done before, you can always go back and listen and find something in the show that you didn't see, you know, hear the last time. But I was still doing that part. But when I say I wasn't giving 100% and putting all forth, I wasn't really giving new shows, giving all these ideas. And trust me, I have a ton of new shows, but I just stepped back because I know that the way I want to approach these new shows is different. It's out of my comfort zone. So, yeah, Michelle G let fear grip her for a moment. But I'm letting you know I push fear out of the way. Because I know I have purpose. And I know that there's someone out there that is listening tonight. And I told you I'm not going to be up here alone. I just wanted to share that with you and let you know we all have a purpose. We all have a purpose. And sometimes sometimes even with you, just the way that you speak to people, maybe just the way that your voice just has a way of just soothing a person. But you won't speak because you don't know how they're going to receive it. You don't know if they're going to look at you like you're crazy. You don't know if they're going to be like, I don't know why that woman, why that man saying hated me. I don't know why they're trying to talk to me. You don't know. But just holding a conversation with you, you may have that kind of spirit that just calms someone. But you don't do it because you don't know how it's going to be received. You know that you need to move your business forward and bring out that new idea that God has already given you, but you don't know how people, you don't know if people are going to buy it. So you don't do it. You just put it on the back burner. And that's what I was doing. We all face fear at some point. But the purpose of this show is to let you know that to not let fear stop you from your purpose. Don't let it keep you from serving your purpose. Whatever you, when you know what your purpose is and you begin to operate in it, you just need to go forth. Not saying that you will never feel fear or you'll never be afraid. That's human nature. It's human nature, and we're human, so you're going to feel those things. But don't let it stop you. Don't let it stop you, because the one time that you decide not to do that thing or not to work on that thing or improve that thing or to step forth in that thing, maybe the one time that you miss that one person or those that thousands of people that you were going to reach, that you were going to change their lives forever in a good way. And I had to remind myself that, Shell, you have purpose. Shell created this platform for you to reach people who you wouldn't normally reach, or you couldn't just reach on a day-to-day basis. They're not hearing your voice. And it's not to take any glory for myself about my voice, because I have a raspy voice for a woman. But not to do any of that, and not to pat myself on the back, but I know what God gave me. And I know why this platform was created. But there's a way that he's leading me to reach more people. And that's what it's all about, reaching more people so that I can encourage, so that I can motivate, so that I can inspire more people, so that more people can hear the word, so that more people can meet these wonderful people that God has kind to have me meet and to encounter. So I had to shake myself and say, come on now, this is not about you. Yeah, you're fearful, but if God gave it to you, then he's going to equip you, he's going to walk you through it, you're going to get through it. It's going to be a trying, you know, experience in the beginning, but you'll get the knack of it, just like it was with the radio show. When I first got on the air a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, I was fearful. But I did it. And then I kept doing it. And I kept doing it. And kept doing it. And now it's become easier for me. And now I'm really comfortable in this space. And isn't that how God does things sometimes? Well, a lot of the times, just when you get real comfortable, You real comfortable, you got this, okay, I can do this. You do it with no effort. With no effort, you just do it. And then things get a little bit disruptive. You become comfortable, and you know it's time to move forward. God gives you something else. Okay, son. Okay, daughter. It's time to move forward. And it gives you something else. You're like, you know, that's a little bit uncomfortable for me. So you try to stay in that little comfort zone as long as you possibly can until you know you have to move forward. Now, there are some people who never move forward and they stay in their comfort zone. And I was thinking about just staying and keeping it just like it is, because like I said, I can do it with no effort. But if I do that, then I'm not reaching all of whom I'm supposed to reach. And I said a long time ago, and it's something that I say all the time, it's part of my bio actually, that it's my desire that I reach all those who are attached to the yes that I gave God. So if me stepping out of my comfort zone is going to help me reach those people that are attached to my yes, then that's what I have to do. Told Fear today, you need to get on out the way, because I've got stuff I got to do. I've got people that God wants to help me reach. I've got people that need to be inspired, that need to be encouraged, people who don't feel that they can do it, people who don't feel that they can move past where they are. And it may be a guest that I have on the show that has something encouraging to say, but because God has given me this platform, it can reach them. And this is not to be, and I'm going to say this word out, I don't know if it's a word or not, but I'm going to say braggadocious. Be braggadocious or anything like that. But I sometimes look back and see, I don't really look at the numbers of how many people are listening, because, you know, that's steadily on the increase. But what I do look at is what people are being reached. Now, I know the show is nationwide. It's international, because I looked today and China has now joined with the Be Inspired with Michelle G listeners. So now we have China on the line, listening, on the airwaves, listening, is listening. Norway is listening. Canada is listening. The Russian Federation is listening. So it's international, and we're reaching people who I wouldn't see on a day-to-day basis, but they can hear the encouragement. They can hear the inspiration of the guests and the people who are on the show. So Fear had to go, and I'm getting ready to step out of my comfort zone. So with that being said, I just want someone to understand that you're going to feel fear. It's natural. It's okay. But if you know you're serving your God-given purpose, and that there's a purpose of positivity and inspiration and encouragement behind what you're doing, put fear aside and think about the purpose that in which you were supposed to do that thing. And with anything, whether it be your business, book, clothing line, whatever, you always have to step forward and keep in a forward movement. And every time you move forward to something new, it's going to be uncomfortable. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let fear stop you from your purpose, because you have purpose. Keep moving forward. Keep stepping forward. And with all that said, you guys be on the lookout, because I've got some new things coming up. The Be Inspired with Michelle G show is not going anywhere. It's not. It's just going to be vamped. It's going to be vamped, and you guys are going to be surprised when you see it. But I think it'll be pleasing. I think it will reach more people, and I believe that this is where I'm being led to go in this direction with the show. I also want you guys to go to my Facebook page, with Michelle G's Facebook page, and my regular Facebook page, Michelle Gerald, because there are some things up there that's going to be coming soon that you guys will really love. I've got a lot of things in the works. I'm always working, as you all know. I'm always working on something, and now it's no different. So I'm working on some new things, and it's going to be coming out very, very, very soon. So you guys just be on the lookout. Keep an eye out for the new stuff that's coming. But the Be Inspired with Michelle G show is not going anywhere. So I say to you all, before I get off the air tonight, I say to you all, just be encouraged. Don't let fear grip you. It happens to the best of us. It happens to all of us, because we're human. Don't let it grip you, and definitely don't let it get you to the point where you walk away, you turn your back on, or you serve in your purpose. You stop living your purpose. When you're living your purpose, that's when you live your best life. That's when you really live life. And that's when you're able to do, when you're serving your purpose, you're doing what you love. Because you'll find out when you serve your purpose, you're doing what you love. You're doing what you love. So don't let fear grip you. Don't let fear stop you. I just had to be honest with you all tonight. I had to be a little bit transparent because that's what was going on for the last couple of weeks. Now, don't get me wrong. One of those weeks earlier in the month, because I think it was 5 weeks in this month, I always take off either the first week or the last week because when there's five weeks in a month, you all know that. And then the 1 week I did have a lot of services. But the other week I was just posting shows. So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do right now. And I know I need to do this, but So you guys just be prepared. You'll hear me on the airwaves. You'll be able to hear me on the airwaves, on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio, but it's just going to be a little bit added to it. It's going to be a little tweak and a little bit to it. So, and I believe that it's going to be one that is going to, you guys are going to like. So thank you for tuning in for this quick show. I'm going to go get some work done, actually. I'm going to go get some work done on these new things that are coming up. So, once again, just stay encouraged. Stay encouraged, and don't let fear stop you. Don't be afraid. When you're moving forward, each step you move forward, you're stepping into something different. You're stepping into something new. So, even though it feels like you're starting all over, you're not. You're just advancing what you've already done. You're just improving on what you've already done, so that you can better serve your purpose. Thank you all. You guys tune in next week. I have a community leader that is right here in my community who is going to be talking about our youth and all the great things that he's doing in the community. And you guys tune in. Tune in next Wednesday beginning at 6:30. I guarantee you, you'll be inspired. You may even catch some ideas that you may want to use for your own communities where you are. Because this guy is awesome. He has a love for the youth. He has a love for giving them a positive outlet and something positive to do. So tune in next Wednesday for another episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G. Show. And as I always say, good night and be blessed.